أبو درداء رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whosoever memorizes and preserves for my people 40 hadith relating to their religion, Allah will resurrect him on the day of judgment as a jurist, and I shall be an intercessor and a witness for him." The coronavirus lockdown presents unique opportunities for us to all achieve things which we are ordinarily unable to do. Dean Pro, in partnership with Radio Islam, presents you with their first hashtag 40 Hadith Challenge, an opportunity to memorize 40 Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the topic of divine love, thereby earning the great reward for memorization and developing a strong relationship of love with Allah. Visit the Dean Pro and Radio Islam social media pages for further information.
عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. قال رجل إن الرجل يحب أن يكون ثوبه حسنا ونعله حسنة. قال إن الله جميل يحب الجمال. الكبر بطر الحق وغمط الناس. رواه مسلم. It is narrated from Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله عنه that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The person who has an atom's weight of pride in his heart will not enter Jannah." A person inquired, "What about a man who loves that his clothing is presentable and that his shoes are presentable?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, "Allah is beautiful and Allah loves beauty. Pride is to reject the truth and to belittle people."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. We discuss a very beautiful hadith today from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "No one will enter Jannah who has an atom's weight of pride in his heart." A man asked, "What if a man likes his clothes to be good and his shoes to look good?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Allahu jameel yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful and loves beauty." Pride means denying the truth and looking down on people. The phrase in this hadith, "Allahu Jameel Yuhibbul Jamal," Allah is beautiful and loves beauty, includes the beautiful clothing which was asked about in this hadith. It is included by way of generalization, meaning that beauty in all things is what is meant here. It is recorded also in another hadith in Sahih Muslim that Allah is tayyib and only accepts that which is tayyib. Allah is good, only accepts that which is good. It is also recorded in another hadith in Sunan Tirmidhi that Allah loves to see the effects of his blessings on his slaves. It was reported that Abul Ahwas al-Jashami said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me wearing old, tattered clothes and asked me, "Do you have any wealth?" And I said, "Yes." And Rasulullah asked, "What kind of wealth?" And I said, "All that Allah has given me of camels and sheep." Rasulullah then said, "Then show the generous blessings that Allah has given you." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the effects of his blessings to his slaves to be made manifest. For this is part of the beauty that Allah loves. And that is part of the gratitude for his blessings, which forms the inner beauty, the inner character of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see the external beauty of his slaves, which reflects the blessings of Allah on them. And together with that, something that is even more important is the inner beauty of the gratitude to him for those blessings. Because Allah loves beauty, he sends down on his slaves clothes and adornments with which they may make their outward appearance beautiful. And he gives them taqwa, which makes their inner characteristics beautiful. And therefore Allah says in the ayah of the Quran Kareem, Ya bani Adam qad anzalna alaykum libasa yuwari sawatikum wa risha wa libasu taqwa dhalika khair. O children of Adam, we have bestowed garments upon you to cover yourselves, to screen your private parts, and as an adornment, and the trait of righteousness, which is better, taqwa, the garments of taqwa, which is better. And he is speaking of the people of paradise. Allah says, فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَاهُمْ نَذْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. And he gave them nadratan, the light of beauty. Their faces will be made beautiful with the nadra, the light of beauty. Just as Allah loves beauty in words, loves beauty in deeds, in garments and outward appearance, similarly, Allah hates ugliness in words. Allah hates ugliness in deeds. He hates ugliness and its people, and Allah loves beauty and its people. In Sahih Muslim, it is reported that Allah does not look at your outward appearance and your wealth, but rather he looks at your hearts. Now, we may say that beauty in clothing and outward appearance is of three types. One of which is commendable and is blameworthy, and one which is neither. The kind of beauty which is commended is that which is done for the sake of Allah, to help one to obey Allah, to fulfill his commandments, such as when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself took beautiful clothing when meeting the delegates that came to him. This is commendable because it is done to make the word of Allah supreme and to support the word of Allah. We also from here learn that those of us that wish to wear clothing of sunnah, we need to ensure that this clothing, our amama, our kurta, thawb, is neat, because it represents Islam. The blameworthy kind of beauty is that which is done for the sake of this world, for reasons of power, for reasons of false pride and showing off, or to fulfill some selfish desires. This also includes cases where beauty becomes an end in itself for a person, and he becomes obsessed about it, and his only worry about his outward appearance. Many people, unfortunately, have no other concern in life. As for the kind of beauty which is neither commendable nor blameworthy, it is that which has nothing to do with either of the two that we've just mentioned. The hadith that we have discussed refers to two important principles: a principle of knowledge and a principle of behavior. Allah is to be acknowledged for his beauty that bears no resemblance to anything else. And he is to be worshipped by means of the beauty which he loves, in the words, in the way we worship him, in the deeds and in the attitudes that we have when we worship him. He loves his slaves to beautify their tongues with the truth, to beautify their hearts with sincere devotion, which is ikhlas, love, repentance, and trust in him, to beautify their faculties with obedience, and to beautify their bodies by showing his blessings upon them in their clothing, and by seeking and keeping them pure and free of any filth, dirt, or impurity. Thus, a servant recognizes Allah through these qualities of beauty and seek to draw close to him through beautiful words, through beautiful deeds and attributes. They acknowledge Him for the beauty which is the attributes of Allah, and they worship Allah through the beauty which He has prescribed and the beautiful religion that Allah has ordained. This hadith, Allahu Jamil Yuhibbul Jamal, combines both these two principles of knowledge and behavior. We conclude by a very beautiful dua. Allahumma aghnini bil ilm wa zayyini bil hilm wa akrimni bil taqwa wa jammilni bil afiyah wa ma alayna illa al balagh. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.